From Spark and Anvil and Fraction Forge, this is Dot in Chapter 1 of the Fraction Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by Gemini 2.5. Dot was, for most of her childhood, the smallest person in every room. This is, when you are a child, a strange feeling. Adults always see you. Adults often address you as if you were younger than you are. Adults sometimes step around you because they did not notice you were there. And then they apologize, and then they ask if you are all right, and then they pat you on the head, which is not necessarily what a small person wants. The world, when you are small, is full of large things politely trying not to bump into you. Dot, whose given name was Mila, though she has gone by Dot since her older brothers nicknamed her at age 4, grew up in a household of tall, loud, fast-moving siblings. She had 4 older brothers. They were all, even by adult standards, large. By the time her oldest brother was 17 and Mila was 4, he could pick her up under one arm and carry her up the cottage's stairs without breaking stride. He did this often. He thought it was funny. Mila thought it was deeply unfair and would have much preferred to walk up the stairs herself, but she did not yet have the words to object. Her brothers called her Dot because she was a small dot in the family painting. She did not mind the name. She liked it, actually. Dot felt accurate. She was a dot. But, and this is the chapter's essential fact, Dot understood very early that her smallness did not mean she was unimportant. She understood that small things, placed correctly, could mean a great deal. This was a thing she learned from her grandmother. Her grandmother, Vade, who had been a calligrapher in her younger years and who still maintained the family's library of carefully lettered books, had taught Dot to read by pointing at each letter with a fingertip. The fingertip touched the letter for a heartbeat. The fingertip moved to the next letter. Vade said, very slowly, "Each letter is small. Each letter only has meaning in its place. If you move the letter, the word changes. If you remove the letter, the word breaks. Small things matter when their place matters." Dot understood this immediately. She had been 4. She had learned to read in 3 months. Over the next several years, Dot internalized the principle. Small things, placed correctly, were not unimportant. They were the placement itself. A comma in the wrong place changed a sentence. A grain of sand in a clock's gears stopped the clock. A small candle in a dark room was the light. When Dot was 9, she encountered decimals at the village school. The school teacher wrote on the board, 3.14.
The school teacher said, "This is a decimal number. The dot between the 3 and the 14 is called the decimal point. It separates the whole part from the fractional part. The 3 is 3 whole units. The 1 is 1/10. The 4 is 4/100. Dot stared. She said, "The dot is the most important part of the number." The school teacher said, "Why?" Dot said, "It tells you which digit means what. Without the dot, you would have the number 314, which is 314. With the dot, you have 3.14, which is 3 and some fraction. The dot decides whether the 3 is 3 units or 300 units. The dot is small. The dot decides everything." The school teacher was, by his own later admission, struck. He had been teaching decimals for 15 years. He had not heard anyone state the case for the decimal point's importance quite that directly.
He said, "Yes, that is exactly right. The decimal point is small, but it is essential. Its position determines what every digit means. Move the decimal point one place to the right, and every digit moves one place to the left in value. Every digit becomes 10 times bigger. Move the decimal point one place to the left, and every digit becomes 10 times smaller." Dot nodded. she thought of her grandmother. Small things, placed correctly, were the placement itself. The decimal point was such a small thing. The decimal point was the placement. She has been teaching the decimal point ever since. She studied at the Fraction Forge Academy from 16 to 19. She joined the faculty at 20. She is now 31. She is no longer the smallest person in every room. She had a late growth spurt and is now of slightly above average height, but she is still called Dot, and she does not mind. In her classroom, she begins every first day lesson the same way. She writes on the board, 3, 3.0, 0.3, 0.03, 0.003. She turns to the class. She says, "These all contain the digit 3. They are not the same number. What makes them different?" The children always say the dot. Sometimes they say the decimal point, but most of them call it the dot.
Dot smiles. She says, "The dot is small. The dot decides everything. 3 is 3 whole units. 3.0 is also 3 whole units. The 0 is just confirming there is nothing in the tenths position. 0.3 is 3 tenths. 0.03 is 3 hundredths. 0.003 is 3 thousandths. The digit 3 is the same. The place changes. The value changes by a factor of 10 with every step." She then writes, 1/2 equals 0.5 equals 50%. She says, "Decimals are fractions. 0.5 means 5 tenths, which equals 1/2. Percentages are fractions with denominator 100. 50% means 50/100, which equals 1/2. These three are the same value in three different writing systems: the fraction, the decimal, the percent. All three are equivalent." The children always see it. Once Dot has made the connection between fractions and decimals, the rest of the curriculum opens up. When children ask whether decimals are hard, Dot always says the same thing. "They are not hard. They are fractions with denominator a power of 10. The decimal point's place tells you which power of 10 the denominator is. Tenths after the dot is over 10. Hundredths is over 100. Thousandths is over 1,000. Decimals are just a different way to write the same fractions you already know." She still has her grandmother's calligraphy slate. She brings it to class sometimes. She points at letters. She says, "My grandmother taught me about placement before I knew there was such a thing as a decimal point. The same idea, different letters." And every time she holds that worn old slate, something in her goes warm and quiet. The smallest person in the room once. Never invisible, never unimportant. Just waiting for the moment her place would matter. And glad, deep down, that it finally did.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to DOT. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.